Welcome to our weekly episode of the Convoy Newsletter. This is our audio version of the Convoy Newsletter that we release each week, covering the key trends we're watching as a dedicated investment firm at the intersection of gaming and finance. I'm your host, Jackson Vaughn, Managing Partner at Convoy. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we're diving into a topic that's becoming more relevant by the day, especially if you're in the gaming industry, an IP holder, or just curious about how games are being discovered and monetized in today's landscape. Right now, game developers are facing a new normal. Whether you're building for mobile, PC, or console, one thing is clear: creating a great game isn't enough anymore. Discoverability is harder than ever, and success now hinges on how well you can reach and retain players. Let's start with mobile. Even though smartphone use has exploded, the number of unique games on the App Store has dropped dramatically, from around 600,000 in 2016 to under 200,000 today. Yet, marketing costs continue to climb. Advertising isn't optional anymore. It's a requirement. Take Monopoly Go, the top mobile game of 2024. It spent more than a third of its net revenue on ads in its first year. That level of spend is becoming standard. On the PC and console side, the challenge is oversaturation. Tons of games launch every year, but attention is heavily skewed towards just a few titles. In 2023, only 6.5% of total playtime went to games released that year. And if you weren't in the top four, your share was under 4%. It's increasingly tough to break through. So how are developers adjusting? One powerful strategy is licensing third-party IP. Brands and characters that players already know and trust. This isn't just about name recognition. It helps lower acquisition costs, boosts engagement, and extends lifetime value. Familiar IP gives new games a shortcut to credibility. And the numbers back it up. Nearly half of the top 200 grossing mobile games in the US last year used external IP, generating over $16 billion. A Newzoo study found that high-value players are significantly more likely to download a game if it's associated with a known IP. Look at Scopely. They started with original titles but shifted towards licensed games, like Star Trek Fleet Command and Monopoly Go, and that shift helped them surpass $10 billion in lifetime revenue. Their acquisition of Niantic's game business this year only strengthens that model. Looking ahead, content creation is getting faster and cheaper thanks to tools like no-code platforms and AI-driven asset generation. But more content means more noise, and that's exactly where familiar IP becomes even more valuable. It stands out. Big IP holders like Disney and Lego have already embraced this approach, licensing their brands to trusted developers rather than building games in-house. It's a smart move, keeping their presence in gaming while offloading development risk. So as competition tightens and discoverability becomes even more elusive, IP licensing is emerging as one of the sharpest tools in the developer toolkit. It's not just about nostalgia. It's a serious business strategy in a crowded and evolving industry. That's it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time with more insights from the world of gaming.